to the Teach Happier podcast. I'm Suzanne Daly, your delighted host. Let's get into the healthiest headspace and heart space for our upcoming week working in schools, whatever our important role may be. Last week, we talked about Olympic medal winners and discovered that bronze medal winners were just about as happy as the gold medal winners. So, we were invited to, quote, go for the bronze and compare ourselves to ourselves at this busy time of the school year and give credit to the things we have accomplished instead of comparing our accomplishments to those around us. So, we did everything happens for a reason, live with no regrets, go for the gold. This little mini-series has been fun exploring how we can flip some of these platitudes around in a different way. Well, today's episode is going to be the final episode of season 4. And for those of you who listen really closely, I did say we were going to close out this week with one last platitude, and that was having nerves of steel. But guess what? It's mid-May, and it's bananas. I am crazed as a mom, as a teacher. I'm so tired. I sense you nodding as well. I feel like I'm so tired. Get this, that the facial recognition on my laptop and my phone didn't work this week because I swear to you, my face just looks different because it's so tired. So, I'm going to apply some of the things we've learned in this season. I'm putting language to my limitations. I'm recognizing the size of my current plate, and I am adjusting as needed. I've got to tell you that although it is not easy, it does feel really good. So, we're going to pause and reflect a tiny bit, celebrate how this Teach Happier community has grown, and I'll share a few summer plans and get us closer to our well-deserved summer. File this under the most obvious. As educators, we are slammed with to-dos at school and outside of school and all of the other roles that we play. I was scrolling through Instagram the other day and I saw somebody refer to May as May-cember because it almost feels like the same intensity of that hustle and bustle of the holiday season, but with just more really important school deadlines. So, before we sign off for this summer, I thought it could be good to slow down from our to-do list for just a moment with 5 questions we can ask ourselves. Essentially, these are just some of the most well-received positivity pauses that I share with adults or students. So here are 5 things for us to consider. And I hope that these can help you or your families, your students, or your colleagues in the most pleasantly underwhelming way. Number 1, what are 3 things you are grateful for? Number 2, what's an intentional act of kindness you would like to perform within the next week? Number 3, what's something in your life that turned out better than you thought? Number 4, think about a moment when you just felt lucky. And finally, number 5, who's a person in your life that leaves you feeling good, strengthens you, and makes you hope for more? I suggest right now pausing the podcast and reflect on this, and then come back when you are ready to wrap up season 4. I hope those prompts helped you get into a little bit of a healthier headspace or heart space. And if you like that kind of thing, those little positivity pauses, just hop over to SuzanneDaly.com and there's a whole list of them that you can use for yourself, your students, or your family. Okay, shifting gears as we rev down and close out season 4. First, I would love to begin with that one practice that positive psychologists say will permanently increase our happiness. You know, it's gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you for continuing to be a part of this Teach Happier community and listening on Sunday nights or maybe on your way to work Monday mornings. This little podcast from my little closet now has listeners in over 70 countries. We're up to 81,000 downloads. When I look into the analytics, I can see that more episodes have been shared this season than any other season. In the most popular episodes, Let's Go Glimmer Hunting, Wintering, and You Are Not a Triangle. Please do not mistake these little celebrations as a Yay Suzanne moment. Not at all. What I'm trying to celebrate is we know that educators need one another. And it's not just a need within our own district, state, or even country. This is felt around the world. And our Teach Happier community continues to grow outside of this podcast. Throughout the year, I've shared ideas at national conferences, and I've also connected with districts in many states, and sometimes that's in person, or sometimes it's over Zoom, and it's just been so thrilling. In fact, just this past week, I Zoomed with a district in Tippecanoe, Indiana, as they closed out their book study with Teach Happier this school year, and here's how they closed it out. Are you ready for this? They did it with a Be Like Beverly beach bash. You guys, I simply cannot. And the week before Mother's Day, ugh, this community is ridiculous and I am madly in love with all of you. So this summer, I'm going to be very intentional with my time. I'll be choosing my presence and choosing my absence. After I disappear for a few weeks in late June and early July traveling with my family, I'll start welcoming teachers back to school in person in Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, New York, Virginia, and of course Pennsylvania. And I will continue to meet others virtually via webinars. It's also exciting to share that there are quite a few districts kicking off their 24-25 school year with our book in everybody's hands, and it's beyond thrilling to know that our work will continue to connect with others. Now, Teach Happier won't completely disappear this summer. Your eyeballs will see bonus episodes in your podcast feed in June, July, and August as I share the bonus episodes that I write for the Teach Better family. We can continue to connect through the Teach Happier Facebook or Instagram page, or hop over to SuzanneDaly.com and connect there. Thank you again for making the time each week to spend a few of your precious minutes getting into the healthiest headspace and heart space for your upcoming week working in schools, whatever your important role may be. It is an honor to be a small part of your weekly routine, sharing how small shifts bring the biggest gifts. We'll see you in June. Thanks for listening to this week's Teach Happier episode. If your school district or organization is thinking about summer or fall professional development to welcome back teachers in a healthy headspace and heart space, please reach out at SuzanneDaly.com.